And now, it's the driver's seat off the track update. Thanks to Burson Auto Parts. Burson, we know auto parts.
We do it thanks to Burson Auto Parts. They are celebrating 50 years. As always, we said you could hear it here first and read about it tomorrow morning.
Which... Well, that last week, Nimsy, it was about 4 days after we went to air on it. It then got reported. Same right. Fact. But anyway,
you know, what do you do? Get ahead of the curve a little bit. But yeah, what do you got for us, Matty? Right.
Well, interestingly, now, I think we've said this right from day one, Stevie J, that with the Burson Off Track update, we are going to cover things that are happening off track. They won't always be controversial. They won't always borderline me getting sued back to the Stone Age by people. And that is going to be one of these weeks, because boy, did we get a little close to it last week. So I am not going to do anything that is going to get you, me, SEN, the driver's seat, or any of our associated partners in a whole lot of trouble. But it is the week for calendar, of course, Stevie J. Newcastle was announced just in the last 12 hours that it's going to be kicking off the series for next year, which is fantastic. We just spoke about it. What we do know, what we don't know, is the rest of the calendar.
Yep.
We do not know at this stage who's going where, when, why, or how, unfortunately. I can tell you that the Pertec Enduro Cup will be returning. We are going to go to 3 rounds mm-hmm. for next year. Now, of course, it's going to be Bathurst. That's yep. one of our enduros is Bathurst. And the Gold Coast is also going to be back as an enduro as well. Now, if you remember prior to all this COVID stuff happening, we always had the Sandown 500 and then it got taken by Tail and Bend.
Yeah, it was going to be
The Tail and Bend 500.
Yeah, the Bend, the OTR 500.
The OTR 500. And I think, Stevie J, we both said quite clearly that we weren't too sure how the racing was going to be at Tail and Bend in the guise of a 500 race. What I can tell you, Nimsy, as I said, Bathurst and the Gold Coast look like they're being locked in. However, there is currently an arm wrestle for the third of the Enduro Cup drives, races.
Yeah.
The candidates currently, as far as I am aware, Tail and Bend, and that has not been locked in. None of these have been locked in. These are all now down to discussions. Sandown could return. We could have back the traditional Sandown 500. But here's one for you. We could have the SMP 500 starting off in the afternoon and finishing under lights. How good would that be? Because we don't have, I mean, that's a 500 race. How long would that take around SMP, Steve? What time would you start that?
Oh,
1 o'clock in the arvo?
That's hard. Yeah, well, no.
Well, it's daylight saving, so maybe 3 in the arvo to get through all the way around and then finish off at night. How good would that be if one of our enduro races finishes off in the night? That's one. There could be a second finishing off in the night, because we know that the Gold Coast 500 or 600, whatever guys may be, that's also potentially going to be a night race. So next year, the Enduro Cup is going to return, which is fantastic. That gives all of our co-drivers some income, which is fabulous, yep. and all of us something to cheer about outside just the normal championship. Tail and Bend, SMP, or Sandown could be getting it, and we could have two night races starting in the day and finishing off in the night, boys. How good is that?
That sounds pretty good.
That would be pretty
cool. I'm really hoping it's a Sandown 500, though.
Yeah, the same.
Do you reckon?
It's not just because of the history of it. It's because it's
a great track.
It's a bloody good event in regard to the track, Nimsy. And because the track's short, it brings up a lot of different scenarios where and when people can pit. Because, you know, from mid-pack onwards, if you're halfway through a stint, if you pit, you're going to go down a lap. So there's so many different things that come into your strategy at Sandown compared to SMP. If they're using the normal Gardner circuit,
yep,
you got heap. You know, you could be half a lap behind, still pit, and still get out on the lead lap. You know what I mean?
Yeah, so yeah.
I just and SMP doesn't have the changes of weather that Sandown has at that time of the year, which brings in another
hail and rain and all that kind of stuff. But what you're saying there about SMP, Stevie, also applies to Tail and Bend.
Correct.
So we were always going to have that potential issue anyway. So you think Sandown is the best place to do it, to throw in the other bits and pieces of strategy. Now, I want to hear what other people have to say. Do we want the traditional Sandown 500, or would our fans of supercars love to see Taylor Men or SMP under lights? So that's what I want to hear from that. But what I was talking about before, Nimsy, with Peter from Moonta Bay, Peter, he texted in and said, I'm very confident that the Adelaide 500 will be back within 2 to 3 years. Our opposition state leader has promised to bring it back election year next year. Okay, so Pete, let me update you on the latest thing that's going on there. All of the infrastructure for the Adelaide 500 was rumoured to have been bought by the owners of Tail and Bend. That, in fact, did not happen. It was just stored out there. All of the infrastructure, the bridges, the fences, the electrical boxes, all of that kind of stuff is currently on tender. You can buy it. It is on tender. So the difficulty with all of this is that the prices that you can buy all that infrastructure for are super cheap. So if the Adelaide government, the South Australian government, sells off all this amazing infrastructure, and then there is a change of government, and we decide to do the Adelaide 500 again, they're going to have to buy it all. So the cost of running the event, Peter, has just exponentially gone through the roof.
Telling me what... dream.
The old trading post. So I think, Peter, whilst emotionally we would all love to see the Adelaide 500 back, it would be a very brave government that does it, because it's going to cost an absolute bomb. Remembering
there's no cash here. Here, there's no cash, all right? Cash, no. Robbo?
No cash.
No cash.
There you go. Exactly right. And, you know, particularly in this post-COVID world that we're going to live in, I'm not entirely sure that infrastructure is going to be afforded by a new government, particularly as that infrastructure has been owned by the South Australian people, the government and the people, for what, 25 years, essentially?
But if it's on tender, that means they can withdraw it, can't they? So then they decide to sell.
They could absolutely, but it's on tender now, and we're talking a change of government potentially next year.
Yeah.
So I don't think it'll be back, Pete, but I am interested in what people have to say about the Pertec Enduro Challenge next year, or Cup, or whatever it is. Where would you like to see it? Sandown, SMP, or Taylor Bend?
Let us know. 0433 98 11 16. That was our Burson Auto Parts off-the-track update. Burson Auto Parts, known for first-class knowledge and service.